I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Libya's anti-government protests have spread to the capital city. The bedlam points to a common cause and a rallying cry among Libya's tribes. Biblica's Steve Johnson says,
the unity is a little bit surprising, but I think the thing that it's indicated to us is that there's a cry for freedom that's being felt by people across every sector of society.
Biblica's partners are risking their lives to get the gospel into the region.
Pray for the fruit of their labor and for their protection as they work in what is clearly a very unstable environment.
Meanwhile, the upcoming 2014 World Cup in Brazil will mean bad news for poor girls. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says traffickers will undoubtedly use the tourism to ramp up business, and they may be already getting started.
There's definitely a fear among the project directors and among Compassion Brazil that the girls are going to be heavily recruited for these events, beginning very early.
Already there are as many as 400,000 child prostitutes in Brazil. The World Cup and following Olympics will add to the problem. Help at our website. And Wycliffe Associates wants to buy a Pilatus PC-6 aircraft for the Bible translation team in Indonesia. The aircraft would be used to keep Bible translators at work, designed specifically for the complicated terrain. It cuts travel time from 5 days to just 2 hours. The isolated region still has roughly 340 languages that need to start a Bible translation. Although the plane is a big price tag, it's really an investment in eternity. We have more information on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru. Enter for your chance to win. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.